I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and here's today's stalemate update. House Speaker John Boehner is trying to rally Republicans around his plan to make just enough cuts in the deficit to allow for raising the debt ceiling by about $900 billion, with more cuts and another vote in 6 months. Tea Party-backed Republicans say no, make more cuts now. Senate Democrats say they won't pass the plan if and when it passes in the House because of that second vote in 6 months. Don Bresnahan is senior congressional reporter for Politico. John, you wrote that in a closed-door meeting yesterday, Boehner told House Republicans something to the effect of, get your butt in line. What else do we know about that meeting?
It was a contentious meeting. There's a block within the House Republican Conference. There's a block of conservatives called the Republican Study Committee. And these are probably most conservative of the conservatives, of an overall pretty conservative group of guys and gals. And there have been staffers for this group, the RSC, who've been sending out emails telling outside groups, some of the Tea Party groups and some of the other groups, that they didn't like the Boehner plan and they should lobby members of Congress against it. This caused a lot of controversy in there because members of Congress don't like being targeted, especially by their own party, or folks aligned with their own party. So there was a lot of controversy over that. There were members who were standing up and just calling out some of the staff for this group.
The Wall Street Journal's editorial yesterday on their conservative editorial page pretty much said the same thing Boehner seemed to be saying, you know, get in line behind your leader.
There is a significant disagreement within the Republican Party. Is this far enough? Are we pushing far enough? They feel that this is the moment they have the leverage with President Obama and the Democrats. They certainly have, they feel, support from the American people to make dramatic changes in government spending, you know, and save trillions of dollars, and then that it needs to be done. You know, the U.S. deficit will be somewhere in the area of $1.6 trillion this year, the government deficit, enormous number.
Even though polls show that Americans want compromise and they want things like getting rid of tax breaks for the rich. But you know, I'm just wondering, you're spending your time there with these members, and we heard a question we'd been wondering about on our sister show On Point. A listener called to point out that many of these Tea Party legislators are followers of Glenn Beck, who'd been a big booster of gold on his show. Now, gold has gone up as the crisis deepens and the dollar drops. This caller wondered if there was some sort of wish fulfillment going on here on the part of Tea Party members, some of whom have said they don't care if the country goes into default.
I can't speak to their motives. I think there are a number of people who feel that the U.S. government spending is unsustainable. Now, I will acknowledge that there are a number of Republicans who think this whole idea of the default, you know, provoking a global economic meltdown, they think it's overblown. They've been introducing legislation saying, well, we can pay Social Security, we can pay the military, we can pay some other benefits, but even if there is default, then the United States can't borrow. But the United States government has about $85 billion or so in cash on hand, somewhere there. They could probably make some payments for a week or two, but that's about it. I mean, they will default. The government officials need to be able to go in the credit market and borrow money. That's how we fund operations of the government.
Well, meanwhile, the White House plans to announce tomorrow night, after the markets close for the weekend, which bills the U.S. government will pay and which it won't. And Time magazine is reporting that the Democrat Harry Reid over in the Senate is looking to somehow merge his bill and Boehner's, a new bill that would be, you know, more or less the same with cuts, but would only require one vote now, and then down the road would give President Obama the authority to extend the debt ceiling lift with the condition that Congress would first have the opportunity to vote. You know, putting that aside, so obviously they're still scrambling to see a way out of this. Just what are you hearing on the floor? Are people talking to each other when they pass in the hall? What's the mood there?
I've covered the Hill for a long time now. I've covered it since the mid-90s. I've never seen two sides dig in this hard, even during the Clinton impeachment, which I covered as well, the impeachment of former President Clinton in 1998. I've never seen the mood kind of as toxic as this.
John Bresnahan, senior congressional reporter for Politico. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Robin.